Hey guys, and welcome to the first episode of the Market Watchers podcast. I am your host, Ahad Khot, and in this podcast series, we are going to be talking about various market events and what we can learn from them. Quickly, before we begin, I would like to give a quick disclaimer. Any investment talks in this podcast is just my opinion, and I do not have shares in the company. Please take this with a grain of salt. This isn't investment advice, just my thoughts. Any losses you may incur are of your own volition. Today, we are going to be looking at Tesla stock. Tesla is currently trading at $2,000 and it has skyrocketed in the past few months, mainly because of the momentum it has. Tesla is both loved and hated by investors. Loved in a sense that its followers have great faith in the company and its CEO, Elon Musk, and his charismatic personality. These people would hold on to the stock no matter what the company does, and Tesla has therefore got an extremely loyal following. Elon Musk has taken advantage of this by being a part of pop culture, by participating in events such as Meme Review, posting downright hilarious tweets, and by achieving meme status in the community. Tesla is also greatly hated. It is the most shorted stock in America, with over $20 billion worth of shorts placed on it. The second closest one is Apple, but it is not even close, at a relatively low $13 billion. This has created some weird stock market movements that are unique for Tesla. Just hop onto Reddit and you can see both sides of the coin when it comes to Tesla stock. So why is it so high? There may be three reasons for this. First, the short squeeze. Given that Tesla is the most shorted stock in America, many investors have a negative outlook on it. A short squeeze may be why it is rallying though. A short squeeze in simple terms can be explained with an example. Suppose you have $2,000 in your trading account. You feel that Tesla is going to fall in price, so you sell the stock by borrowing a share worth $1,000 from your broker. Now there are two scenarios. The stock goes up or the stock goes down. If the stock goes down, you return the share at a lower price and make the difference. However, if the stock goes up, you return the share at a higher price and lose the difference. In this situation, suppose the price hits $2,000 and the broker will ask you to add more money to your account to cover any other hikes. This is called margin. However, if you do not have money for this, then the broker will end the trade automatically and force you to buy the stock. This pushes up demand and price. On a larger scale, like for Tesla, this creates a cycle where high prices wipe out more short sellers, which further increases price. This may be why Tesla's price is rising in droves and it could be unsustainable. This can be seen in graphs. As the amount of Tesla shorted stocks fall coincidentally with rises in demand. Ironically, the large amount of shorts placed on Tesla may contribute to rising demand. Number 2. Tesla has a cult following. Tesla and its founder are iconic in the landscape of electric cars, and this creates a cult following where people are willing to hold on to Tesla no matter how high or how low it is. Additionally, investors love its growth story and its changing the world mantra, and this contributes to demand and therefore obviously increases price. Number 3. Tesla is one of the most hated stocks in America. You heard that right. Tesla, with its cult following, has no shortage of naysayers. As mentioned before, this will lead to an even bigger short squeeze cycle. This could wipe out more short sellers and explode the price further. However, the Tesla haters of the stock are equally as passionate as the Tesla lovers. They are willing to short no matter the price. Only time will tell how this will affect the stock in the long term. Now, what are the cons? Firstly, profitability has been subpar. Tesla only had a 5% operating margin in the last quarter, and this could be because of COVID-19. However, investors and analysts feel that due to Tesla's exorbitant tax benefits and subsidies from the governments of the world, profitability should be higher. However, this could be Tesla taking a revenue maximization path over a profit maximization path. Additionally, their electric cars seem to be okay value when compared to traditional cars. Furthermore, Tesla's price to earnings ratio, which is a ratio of a company's share price to its earnings, is 1000, and the industry standard for the S&P is 25, and the lower the value, the better. As you can see, it's considerably higher and provides a quantitative insight into why Tesla might be overpriced. Secondly, Tesla lacks a mass market strategy. With Tesla building factories in Shanghai, Berlin, and Austin, their profitability should improve. However, the operating margins probably won't improve due to the upcoming fall in tax credits from the governments of the world as other manufacturers ramp up electric car production. A fall in prices is also needed for the electric cars because Tesla's average price right now is around $60,000, and that's simply too uncompetitive for this COVID-19 affected market. Tesla needs to periodically decrease prices to ensure they keep their market share, but the odds are definitely stacked against them. Thirdly, they could just run out of momentum. Tesla, like many other stocks on the market, increases or decreases on the whims of the people. Tesla, being in the buzz right now, might contribute to their rise. However, this is never infinite, and eventually, a mistake by the company could send their stock tumbling. However, Tesla has a lot of momentum left, as it may even be added to the S&P 500, and therefore anything could be possible in terms of price, maybe even 3000. The stock market is too random, and the true value of companies and their perceived value may be completely different. Fun fact, Warren Buffett made most of his money through this strategy by finding undervalued stocks with very good asset portfolios and liquidating their assets to make substantial profits. Now to the concluding remarks. In my opinion, Tesla is overpriced. I feel that the competition in the market from new electric car manufacturers is too high, and the company's heavy reliance on government help may lead to its eventual downfall. However, there is money to be made here if you are an experienced trader. Beginners should stay away from this stock because the risk is far too high, even though the reward is too. Thank you guys for stopping by to listen to my podcast. I hope you smash that follow button and share this to everyone you can. Also guys, if you could please check out my finance website when it is completed, it would be really appreciated. It is an amazing new charitable initiative / platform I am working on to help spread financial literacy across the globe by providing and teaching the basics of finance to anyone who wants to learn. I hope all you guys become a member of this free program once it launches globally. Cheers!